It's 20 past 7, still 24 degrees. Let's go fishing. G'day, Liam.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. It hasn't been that flash throughout the last few days, mate, to be out in the water, but there might be a bit of a window coming through by tomorrow afternoon, eh?
Yeah, mate. Look what the wind drops out tomorrow, Arvy, to not much at all. So I think there'll be a few people making the most of that and doing a bit of an afternoon dash out wide or up north. But, you know, it hasn't been that great, but I'm not going to complain about the rain. We certainly need it. And it's a good time of year for it to happen.
Yeah, that's right, because in a couple of weeks' time, although we've had rain intermittently over the past sort of 3 or 4 weeks, but it does give the river system, creek systems, a good flush out.
Yeah, mate, and we need that. Like, this is the right time of year for it. Obviously, barra close season now, so it gives the barra an opportunity to spawn. It'll flush all the prawns out, flush the crabs out, give everything a bit of nutrition that it needs, so hopefully we have a really good sort of Christmas period after this.
All right, mate. Well, what do you think over the weekend? We've got a strong wind warning today, but it should ease by tomorrow afternoon. Southwesterlies are 10 to 15 tomorrow evening.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's going to blow westerlies in the morning, and then it drops out, like I said, to not much at all on Saturday afternoon. So if you get the opportunity after this rain, it'd be worthwhile getting offshore. I think they'll be having a really good chew. Especially with a little bit of westerly, and it'd be worthwhile heading up the coast towards Yellow Patch, Rundle. If you've got a boat big enough to go and chase some nanogoids, I think they'll be chewing their heads off. They've had a long enough break without anyone getting to them, so I can't see why they wouldn't be. And then inshore, obviously, I try and stay away. After a bit of rain, I try and stay away from the creeks that do flow fresh. So, the top of Turkey Beach, Seven Mile Creek, even Calliope, a couple of the creeks up through the Narrows that run fresh, I leave them alone because a lot of the saltwater fish don't like that, that bit of fresh through, and then they'll push out and they'll find some of the bigger systems to go sit in, but they can fish really well because, like I said, you know, you get everything pushing out of the other creeks and getting into them. So Coliseum Inlet, there'll be some grunter getting around down there because it won't be too affected by the fresh, I don't think.
No. Mate, warmer water temperatures, the mangrove jack and the finger mark still around a little bit?
Yeah, there's plenty of finger mark getting caught in the harbour. Same old thing, anywhere where there's structure and bait, there's finger mark. So all them places throughout the harbour are holding finger mark. And the mangrove jack last week, I've seen a lot of good fish coming through. So, Turkey Beach, top of Coliseum, top of the Calliope, all those systems were producing really good mangrove jack. So it'll just depend on how much fresh gets through those systems as to whether they're still, you know, firing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certainly going to be some systems where they'll be firing. It's muggy enough for them anyway.
Yeah, did you see the picture I sent you about with the mangrove jack I caught earlier in the week, mate, or on Facebook?
No.
Oh, didn't you go to your messages on Facebook? I sent you a picture of the mangrove jack that I caught.
Did you?
Yeah. I put a car jack in the middle of the mangroves. Took a picture of it and sent it to you. Hey?
I was thinking, surely not. Surely Emma put a jack.
All right, mate. If anybody wants advice on where to go, what to do, they can always pop in and see you and the team, your dad as well, at Complete Angler in the marina, right? Open every day.
Thanks, mate. You have a good weekend.
Good on you, Liam. There's Liam from Complete Angler. Want to know where to go fishing? Well, they all know they're the experts, locals too, so support them, mate. Songs you can sing along to, 4CC.